This is Joe.
Joe, hi there. Good afternoon. My name is Lulu. I was calling to speak with the owner of Restore Team.
This is?
All right. Very good. How are you doing today, Joe?
I'm good.
It's regarding listing your business on Google. Are you interested in anything like that?
Yes, I am. I am.
Okay. Okay. I don't know if you've been called before or not, so I wanted to jump straight to the point. Some people have, so I'm respectful, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So are you familiar, Joe, with the first page of Google, the local map on Google?
Yeah.
Okay. No, well, you know
no,
what? Let me give you.
Can you just hold on one second? I'm on the other. Let me tell this first. I'm gonna call him back because I do want to talk to you. Hold on one second.
Okay, sure. No worries.
Okay, sorry about that.
No, you're fine. No worries. So I'm going to give you a little example because you sounded a little bit questionable about the first page. So let's say, for instance, you're on your phone. You need to find an auto parts store. So you go on your phone on Google and you put auto parts near me. Well, what happens is a little map pops up, and below that map are two or three top recommended. Have you done that before? Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Perfect. That's the very first page of Google, and that's exactly how this would work for you. Anytime your clients are doing a search for any of those keywords, because you do a lot of stuff, for any of those keywords that you would use in a Google listing, your company will pop right up. Okay? You want to list everything you do. Okay? So that way when your customers are looking for those services, your company's going to pop up right below that local map above your competitors.
Right.
So, and then they see all the professionalism involved within your company. They see everything, okay? And they call you directly again. So, how long have you been in business now?
Well, actually, I'm only about 4 months in this state. I actually was in business for years, but I actually moved the company from Michigan to North Carolina because I was I was really seasonal in Michigan, and I always wanted something that was, you know, pretty much year round. And because I'm an exterior company that focuses on, you know, power washing, roofing, painting, gutter cleaning, that kind of thing, I was limited to only about 5 or 6 months a year, and then the rest of the year it was just too cold to work. But here, you know, I can pretty much work, you know, almost year-round, besides maybe a month or two in January and February. But this is almost, you know, more like a full year-round company. That's why I wanted to I wanted to do that.
Oh, North Carolina. That's so much different than Michigan. Good for you.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, I love it a lot more.
Oh, that's so good. I'm so happy for you. Good for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, your service radius, how far are you traveling, perhaps, like in a mile radius for new potential clients there?
I don't really like to go, like, I would say a max is maybe about, probably about 45 to 50 minutes, so maybe equivalent to, 25 miles, I would say.
You think? Okay. And are you doing commercial also, or are you strictly staying on the residential?
Well, we do mostly residential, but if commercial came in, you know, we could do it.
Wow. Well, we can target mostly did you say mostly residential, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right now it's all residential.
Is it? Okay. Wow. Good for you. So do you have helpers also, or are you kind of starting off by yourself?
Right now, actually I got a best friend that has a similar company down here. Once in a while, if I do need workers, he'll let me use some of his workers. But right now it's mostly me. For the power washing, the gutter cleaning and painting, that kind of stuff is all in-house, guys. It's either just me, and I do have a commercial setup for the power washing, and we'll do that all in-house. But, for the roofing, I actually have guys I sub out work to. But, I have some good subcontractors, too. But those are those are basically my two main, that's basically my two main things that are my bread and butter, is my power washing and my roofing. That's where most of my money comes from.
Oh, good. Oh, my gosh. That is so great. Good for you. Yeah, because, I mean, you know, roof leaks turn into new roofs, right?
Right. And, well, we actually focus on, I do mostly insurance, too, as far as roofing, because that's another thing. Being in North Carolina, there's a lot more storm damage down here because of the high winds and everything like that. So, and because I'm, you know, roofing certified, I have the ability to inspect roofs, to, you know, work with adjusters and get claims filed and get people approved for new roofs.
Right, right, right. Good. Oh, my gosh. Boy, you're really good at what you do, Joe.
Yeah, well, I've been doing this since 2005, so I've learned a lot in all those years.
Oh, boy, you got some good experience. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well,
and
gosh,
I know this is definitely something. Because even, like, myself, sometimes I need to look for, like, a plumber or something or whatever. That's what I do, actually. I myself will either go on Google or Maps, and I will look under whatever to find. So I know exactly what you're talking about, and I always wanted to be on that. Actually, a couple weeks ago, I just signed up for something similar, but it's not that. It's the voicer section. You know, it's, like, basically you were to talk to, like, you know, Siri or Alexis or something like that, only voice, not the one you do. But basically, if you were to do it by voice, it would pop up the same way.
Oh,
but
okay.
not if you were to type it in, which is very important, too, which is way more important, actually. But I just didn't know how to do it, so that's why I'm kind of glad you called me. I just wanted to see if... Because I really want to do it. I just want to see how much it costs and everything, because obviously, like I said, I am just getting started. Money is kind of tight, so I just want to see how much everything's going to cost.
Okay, well, because when these positions, Joe, become available on the first page of Google, they don't come available all the time. But what we do here, and we do this throughout the entire U.S., well, so when they become available like that, what we do is we call through the area, fill the position the same day, okay? Due to the fact that you just moved, okay, I put you in for a brand new in business rate, which helps lower the pricing details. I think you're going to be really happy. I really think you are. I know you are.
Okay.
So let me grab my director, Paul. I sent it over to him already. Let me grab him here. He's going to apply that for us. Let me get him here. He's got all the information. Well, I think he does. Hang on real quick.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Let me see here. Okay, there he is. Okay, here he comes.
Your call is very important.
Oh, wow.
Please.
Yeah, that's weird. I wonder if he's having issues. Hold on real quick here. How long ago was it that you moved?
About 4 months ago.
Oh, that's when you actually moved, too. Wow.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, so.
That's quite a distance.
Just getting started. Yeah, I had to start everything over. And actually, it's nice being able to start over because, you know, with me having to do a new LLC and a new name and everything, it's really great because with the addition of the, you know, the roofing and the storm damage, like before when I got started all those years ago in 05, I was just a kid. I just was just power washing, and my company was called Universal Power Wash. So it's nice to now having a company called Restore Team, which is, you know, it doesn't pigeonhole me to just, you know, power washing. It's basically, you know, It basically kind of focuses on all home exterior restorations, whether it be roofing, power washing, painting, gutter cleaning. So it kind of covers everything instead of, you know, them thinking, I'm just a power washing company. Why is this guy doing roofing? You know what I'm saying? So it kind of works
right
out.
Yeah, and you do so much. Boy, this is really going to increase your workload, I'll tell you that. And you can't look at this as a bill because it's an investment. You know what I mean?
Right.
Doing,
you know,
something
trust
like this.
Me, I definitely, it's one of those things, ma'am, honestly, I know I want to do it. It's just like I said.
Well, let's see what we can do.
Yeah,
let's see what we can do for you. Okay?
Yeah.
And Paul knows. Paul knows I sent him over a couple notes for us. So let me grab him. Here we go.
Hi, Joe. How's your day going?
Good.